But if you walk into the clinic of a, because he's a brother, you say you just sit down in the clinic, take his 1 hour consulting time, get his nurse to attend to you, and you expect to walk out free like, ah, now, bro, now. You know, that's tea-free. In Jesus' name, that is what? Tea-free. You understand my English about tea-free? Uh-huh. You understand? If he decides that, no, leave the money. You know what somebody said? Favor is like a bank account. The more you use it, the less of it you have. You've not heard that thing before. Say, favor is like a bank account. The more you use it, the less of it you have remaining. There was a time that my wife was here, that was some years ago, and UNTH was, I think, was on strike or had some issues, so we had to go to a hospital nearby. And after she was there for, I think, about 2 days, you know. And then the bill was heavy, so the man's, after we sat down for a while, I knew my hospital would pay because they were on strike. There's a way it is. I just told my CMD, the hospital is going to pay, no problem. But I had cash to pay. So the man answered that, oh, so, doc, who's putting the bill? I said, he said, oh, if you are the one, please, oh, leave it, oh, please. Just take your wife and go. I thought about it for a second. I said, don't worry, sir. My CMD will pay. So I dipped my hand in my pocket, paid their bills, and took their receipts and gave it to my hospital. After a few months, they gave me back the money. And somebody said, why did you do that? I said, favor is like a bank account. I mean, my favor with that man is still full. I never used anything from him. The thing is still full. As so with my CMD, that one is inexhaustible. If you know what I'm trying to say. You know, the difference is, the man who's the CMD now was not the CMD that time. All right? And then that one is a, I mean, I work for them and there are certain things I was entitled to. Now, please, I hope you're getting the point I'm making there. All right? So I'm just giving some simple tips on how to be, you know, good, righteous business people. Because sometimes Christians make, you know, if you have enough faith to move mountains, shall I say this is your personal problem? It doesn't concern the person you are dealing with. What he wants to see is what? His money, his results. He wants to see his goods and services delivered. So use your faith to move your own things and deliver other people's goods and services at the appropriate time. Now, please, you know, I've been dragging on the matter of, what is it now? Okay, I was trying to review something, but I think we're learning some things as we are going on, all right? So that's it. You get people to supply things to your shop. That's how you have used your good name. Other people have gone to a bank and finally raised maybe 2.5 million naira to start this entire the establishment. But you don't have that kind of facility, but you have a reputation. That's why, oh God, let me say it again. Guard your reputation with what? All your might. Guard it with all your might. Sometimes you will lose money unjustly, just so that you don't lose your reputation. Now, let me withdraw the word reputation, because people say that that's what men think of you. All right? But what I'm saying is that guard your integrity. Yeah, that's better. Guard your name with all your might. What I don't mean that use the advertising campaign to cover your bad behavior. I mean, make sure that you always are of good behavior. And once in a while, when it appears like you will be misunderstood, agree to take the loss, if you can. Usually when you talk like this, some people now say that, what about that? Some people who are unreasonable. I know. There are goats everywhere. Do you follow what I mean? So I'm not talking about interaction with goats. I'm talking about normal interaction with sensible people. Because bad people, no matter how good you try to be to them, they are bad. So usually there are times you tell a man, please, I love you, may the Lord bless you, but I will appreciate if you don't patronize my business anymore. Actually, it costs me more problems than any other thing. So, no, you shouldn't be afraid to say that. Because there's a balance to this thing. Sometimes people feel like, I don't offend anybody. You don't offend anybody. The reason why they are saying is that they think that people are the key to their breakthrough. It's not people. Do you get my point? It's not. It's God. It is God. We are just saying, all right, as long as it depends on you, follow peace with what? All men. Make sure that you are known for your integrity, for your honesty, for your truthfulness. That if this man says this is so, it is so. Let me just say this to make you laugh. You know, my wife sells clothing, you know, mostly, you know, men's clothing, women's own too, but mostly corporate wears and suits and all of that. Virtually all of these suits are labeled made in Italy. Giorgio Armani, Calvin Klein, Dolce & Gabbana, you know what I mean? All the big, big names. Except that all of us know that it's not as much as a Giorgio Armani as I am an astronaut. You get my point? One day a friend of mine wore a shirt written Polo. I took the shirt. So if this is Ralph Lauren's Polo, then I'm on the moon. I said, I must be an astronaut. He said, what do you mean? I said, what do you mean? No. One day, one of my chiefs was wearing a watch. And I said, okay, this is your watch. Is it a real Rolex? He said, how will you know it's not the real Rolex? I said, how much do you pay for it? They sell you a watch for 10,000 naira. It's not a Rolex. In Jesus' name, it's not a Rolex. Unless a man tifa. Or he just decided to dash you, in which case he can't collect the 10,000. Lest you think you paid for it. On our book here, I bought a watch for my wife from once. It was written Audemars Piguet. I said, this is not a real Audemars Piguet. He said, wallahi, it's a real one. I said, go. Thief. You are selling me a watch for 2,000 naira on the roadside. And you want me to think it's an Audemars Piguet. What's wrong with you? Listen, Audemars Piguet is good for $100,000 for a watch. You're selling me a watch for 2,000 naira. And you want me to think it's an Audemars Piguet? Take your time. You know, I was very angry with the man. Don't insult me like this next time. No, this is just to educate you. When you see them advertise Omega, Patek Philippe, and you go on the road, see a man wearing an Omega. He doesn't have a car, doesn't have a motorbike. He's wearing a 1,500 naira shoe, and he's walking on the road, and he says his watch is Omega. Don't just answer. If you answer him, it is you that's crazy. It's not the guy. I mean, what is that go? By the time you are paying Tiger Woods to advertise a Tag Heuer, look, do you know how much Tiger Woods is collecting from them? Anyway, this is by the way, all right? Sometimes you are the one that wants to be deceived. You get what I'm saying? So let me get back to where my G's started from. This is just general education. So some people come, maybe my wife sends someone, they say, this is an Armani. She go, look the person. How much am I of selling it to you? 12,000. And you're asking whether it's an Armani. Now this is the interesting part. There are people who sell the same suits, that's the point I'm coming to, the same thing, and swear it's an Armani, and sell to you for 60,000 naira. My wife will sell it to you, 12,000 bucks. And they swear, this is an Armani. Listen to me. But let me just say this. It's a good time to answer that question. That's wickedness. You hear what I said? It's what? Wickedness. Because you see, when you sell a suit to a man and you tell him to pay 60,000 naira. Now, an averagely enlightened person thinks it's a fair price for an Armani. A well-enlightened person knows it does not exist. Armanis don't go for 60,000 naira. The cheap Armani is $700, $1,000. Do you get what I'm saying? So, but an average person thinks that 60K is heavy. I mean, he knows his friends who buy suits for 10,000, 12,000, 25,000. For him to cough out 60K, he thinks he has coughed out money. You know what it means? He has believed you. He has believed you, and you have incurred a curse onto your business. So people say, that's my price. Listen, my friend, you can lie without, you stylishly lie. You know, you see these boys who sell sunshades at the roundabout there. They irritate me. These things are 200 bucks. Somebody said that, the other way I was buying these sunshades that they sell around. He said, okay, yeah, you buy another one. I said, look, I expect to last 1 week. It's 1 week. They can put any name you like on it. I don't care. No matter what the guy says, I'm paying him 200 bucks. If he falls apart after 1 week, I never feel bad. Once he falls apart, I stop again, call the next guy, collect another one. But when you now offer that same thing to me, put in a different packaging, and tell me this one is 6,000 naira, what you are telling me without saying anything is that you're automatically reprogramming my brain to make me think it's a real, like for example, now maybe they say it's a Calvin Klein. You want me to think it's a real Calvin Klein. And there are little things. They say, what's the big? It's not just a name. It's not just a name. If Calvin Klein gives you a black, if the what do you call this side thing that you hang on your ears, if it's black, the black should remain black till Jesus comes back. The one I buy from these guys, I expect it to fade after about 3 weeks of handling it. If it's plastic, if it drops, it should break. But if Calvin Klein gave it to me, I know that thing is impregnated with so much rubber that it can't break because it dropped. You might say, yeah, this is my price. It's my price, okay? No. Prices talk. Are you getting my point? Yes, they make statements. They make statements. By the time you tell them, oh, this suit is six, he actually thinks he's buying the real thing. By doing that, you have defrauded him. You have. Whether he knows or not, let me tell you the truth. You know, I've heard people say that if I don't tell them like that, they won't buy. Why? They don't want to buy because they don't want the quality you are selling. I don't know whether you get my point. That's why he's not buying. It's not because he's a wicked soul. Look, because of the kind of, I'm my wife's spiritual advisor, or another kind of advisor. So, in fact, so when she does doing business, all these principles I'm teaching you, she operates every single one of them. Ah, everyone is operated. I said, okay, you have a lot of rich clients. Okay? It's simple. They don't want to say, okay, are you interested in wearing a real this? I can get it for you. But please, you are going to pay me $150,000 per suit. If the man is not interested, then he's not your customer. Why bother? He goes to America. When he gets there, let him buy. Like, let's say, look, no, it's not everybody that must buy something from you. Are you the only creature on this earth? You are getting my point. Look, my wife sells wristwatches as an example. There's a way she will look at you. She won't even offer you to buy. And that is not slighting. No. Do you get my point? If it's not good for you, you shouldn't pay $60,000 for a wristwatch if you don't earn a certain amount of money. You want a 1,005 watch, go and buy from their bookie. She doesn't have. No, and I'm serious about that. And you know the reason? Because I said, look, some of these people that so-called have money, now listen to this, nobody on earth likes being defrauded. Please, get this one into your mind. Nobody likes to be cheated. Everybody, including a multi-billionaire, wants to know he got more value than he paid for. He wants to be happy with his purchase. He's not interested in feeling like I'm rich. That's why I paid so much for it. So I tell people that if you want rich people to patronize you, give them something that most people can't afford. What I mean is that, look, a rich man probably won't go and buy himself, that a very rich person in Nigeria, probably won't go and buy a Kia or a Tokumboka. Do you get my point? So don't go and buy a Tokumbo and shine it up and call him his brand new and tell him it's brand new. It's not necessary. Go and buy a brand new one and sell it to him. He will pay you money. You are getting the point I'm making? So taking that research as an example, one of the reasons why she started dealing in watches, look, it started like this. I wanted a wristwatch. I wanted a good wristwatch. And I couldn't find. And I said, why is this so difficult? So I had to buy from the U.S. So I said, okay, why don't you just start selling? And true, one is that people found out that, oh, a lot of people wanted it. One thing is sure, you guarantee the person, any name you see on this is real. You know, most human beings have never seen a real citizen. No, I'm not joking about that. It sounds funny. Most human beings have never, but you see citizens everywhere. But most human beings have never seen a real one, and they don't know. I was a citizen all my life. I only found out they were not real, maybe 2 years ago. Just 2 years here, or 3 years ago, was when I found out what I've been calling citizen has never been citizen. That they won't sell citizen for the price I was paying. So, if she offers you one thing you're sure of, and I'm talking about a good name, is that this one is real. If you need to use the serial number, go to their website, send an email to confirm, go ahead. Because most certainly it is real. Then the man who is rich will pay for it. What is ungodly is for you to go and get a good Chinese copy of a citizen and tell somebody it is a real one. What you are doing is you are stealing. It was his business. It's not like business in it. Somebody said, okay, what if that's what you have to sell? Look, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. Just all right, good. Once the customer comes, say, oh, that your citizen, how much is it? He said, first of all, this is not a real citizen. It's a copy. Now, having said that, this is my price. Then you start fighting each other. Okay, no, I will pay you 700 naira. This one is the correct one. This is a good copy. This one is 1,002. You start boxing up and down on it. Why I told that story about the suit thing was that there are people that they say, no, there are people my wife knows that they have been buying these same suits from other people for three times this price. But you know, instead of mine is 12,000, I say, no, I only wear the real. Now, you will now join the gang of those who tell lies because you want that man to buy from you. It's not necessary. Interesting is that one day he will find out, and that's one day you must never be the one he found out on. Do you get my point? No, you mustn't be. He will go somewhere and see a friend of his wearing exactly the same thing. He bought his own, 70 grand. And I said, you're wearing my kind of, so where did you buy it from? He said, how much of it? I said, there's one madam that sold it for me. In fact, I paid her 11,500 because I bought three. The guy go look in shit. Then he will hunt for the guy who sold it to him. He can't do anything. He said, that's my price. That's my price. No wahala. I've said this again and again. I saw it in a book. There was one book I was reading like 2 days ago. I saw it. All right? Though I've been saying it for a very long time. I said, every business that you open will have the first customer. Somebody will stumble in one day and patronize you. But real businesses that grow thrive on that customer coming back. And not only coming back, bringing his friends with him. Each person being satisfied, bringing other people with it. That reduces your cost of advertising and the amount of legal fees you have to pay. If it's America, going to court every day. Because you see, if dissatisfied people, they can make your life miserable. Please, do you follow the point I'm making there? All right, you know, I was trying to build up to something. I've been saying many, many things. I wanted to answer a question. I said, let me just review. But then we have been saying many things, many other things I was supposed to say. And I hope you're learning something from it. All right? Now, like I said, spiritual, economic empowerment and development. I want us to emphasize on those spiritual foundations. Not on how to trade, how not to trade. There are some spiritual things that you must put in place and you're on your path to success. Everlasting success. Like I said before, God and Satan offer about the same thing when they are talking. The difference is that Satan gives you quickly without the manipulation of your character. That is, you don't have to change. You want it now? Just bow to me. I'm not impressed that this man is very, very rich. He's worth 10 billion naira. Wait. One thing I know is that if Jesus had bowed to Satan, he would have been the richest man in the world. So a man is the richest man in the world is not what impresses me. A man is very rich, he has a story to tell, it does not impress me. Do you get my point? That's why I want to take the scriptures as my foundation. Then as I go on, I can use other people's examples to highlight a point. But no matter the results they claim to get, it's not my issue. The issue is what the Bible says. I will draw my wisdom from afar. I will ascribe righteousness to my maker. That's what Elihu said. And that's what I'm dealing with. Because I found out, if Jesus had bowed to Satan, he would have become what? The richest man in the world in the business area. Why? Because Satan told him, bow to me and I will give you. See, I can give you Nigerian Breweries, Ajib, Coca-Cola, all the kingdoms that he had acquired. And hear it. People are still bound to Satan till today. Many people who are rich bow to Satan. But what we are trying to teach is that you don't have to bow to Satan to be rich. Are you getting my point? Like my friend was telling me yesterday, Mike, when he came. You know, he said, Banky, there's something you said that we keep remembering. That there's nothing Satan offers you that God didn't plan to give you before. And much more than Satan can give. So the difference is that with God, it's like this, walk before me and be perfect. And then that blessing will come to you. Satan says, why do you have to walk before anybody and be perfect? Why waste time? Why waste the time? We can give it tomorrow. And that's what most people fall for. Listen, if you see a young woman, whoever it is, an old man, who became very rich, joining a cult, doing some evil practices, whatever it is, know one thing for sure. That is less than what God had planned to give him. You see a young lady, she decided to be an actress, start sleeping with all the big directors, and became a famous actress worldwide. And somebody say, what happened? She was sleeping with Steven Spielberg. Eh? No, if I said this, it sounds funny, but some men are so powerful. They are so powerful that they can make somebody overnight. If Steven Spielberg decides that he wants to make you a world famous star, it's simple. He knows how to do it. But one of my friends used to make a joke that, what's the name of this guy, Babyface? The musician. That guy could make anybody, that he would just look for a group of boys, So you're not doing badly. Say, you, your name is Boys to Men, and instantly you are hit. The only thing you need to do, write the songs,